Hi, this is Alberto from Family First.
Hey, good morning, Alberto. This is Ronnie Kindle. I'm sorry to bother you again. I had a question to ask you. My sister, for some reason, I don't know how, she's call contacting you. I don't know what she's saying to you or what's being said, but I'm not being rude to you. My business with Family First is between us. And she said that she talked to you about something, and I'm not my mom's caretaker.
Yeah, she spoke with different representatives, not only from Family First, but also
And
from the
that
insurance
defamation
and
is
BCA.
character and slandering because she's bullshit and she's 2 hours away in Rehoboth Beach and has not a clue what's going on.
Yeah, she spoke with different representatives and provide some information about the case,
All right.
as I said, and not only to Family First, but also to the insurance and to the
All
BCA
right.
department.
All right. Well, that's why I contacted the FBI because she is a damn thief and she had a car and her boyfriend stole the keys and they friggin' did an insurance job and they moved down to Delaware and thought they never were going to get caught. Well, I called after I found all this shit out. I contacted the workers' comp board in Delaware and told them exactly what they did. And mandatory minimum with the FBI conspiracy is 10 years minimum. So the lady's supposed to be calling me back. She's a lying, conniving piece of shit. Excuse my language, but this all has to do with she's jealous because she went out on workers' comp. She has no income coming in, and now she's trying to make my life miserable. She called the cops yesterday here, and the cops laughed. She said, the cops said, how is she making a phone call from 2 hours away when she knows nothing what's going on? Dr. Seawright, Yolene, Lisa, Diamond, they all question when they come here to my mom. Don't you have anybody else to speak to? I said, my sister lives 2 hours away and doesn't even call. She said she kept saying she was going to come up here, but she hasn't come up here. 4 years ago when I came here, my sister was like, oh, it's great. You're going to go and help mommy. That's great. But now that she went out and she says she broke her back lifting up a 10-pound baby at a daycare and she doesn't have no money coming in and her husband lost his job because he's a lazy fuck, excuse my language. All this is turning on me now, and she's trying to make life miserable on me.
Yeah, actually, well, back last month, it was one of our representatives that received the first call from Amy Handleth, and she provided us about some information in that call. She mentioned, give me a second, let me take a look here to the notes.
Yeah, because I would love to hear what she said.
Give me a moment. Well, the system is charging, but yeah, I'm able to have access to it. Yeah, I actually noticed that yesterday at like 8 p.m. she called, but of course we were not at the office, so I'm not sure the reason of the call of last night.
I'll tell you what the call was for because my mom has been being really aggressive and she's going after my dad and it's all due to my sister getting in my mom's head and putting shit in my mom's head all of a sudden and it's making my mom what's name? I can't stop my mom from talking to Amy, but these two phone the two phones that I have, the 267-541-5903, I got that one from my mom. But from my mom talking to Amy, it's just making things worse. And Dr. Seawright, the psychiatrist, even said it. If she's going to, my mom can't talk to people that are going to have a negative influence on her being what she has with the dementia. And that's what, exactly what Amy's doing.
Okay. Give me a moment, Ronald. Please stay on the line for a second.
Yeah, can I tell you just one more thing?
Yeah,
When my mom was in Temple, Amy called Temple and lied and told them that she was power of attorney. And the lady believed her without no paperwork, took my mom off all of her sleep medicines, and then my mom was on a fentanyl drip. Amy is a conniving, bullshitting sack of shit. Excuse my language, but I just put it as bluntly as possible.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm an angel by any means. Trust me. But Amy, I don't know what her deal is these last couple weeks, but I don't know.
Okay, Ronald, give me a moment here. For some reason, the system is not charging, so let me take a look.
I don't know how
she
can even call and talk about me with my employer.
Give me a moment here.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Ronald, thank you so much for waiting in the line. Hello? Hello, Ronald? Hello, is there anyone in the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Hi, Ronald. Yeah, I was trying to have access to information. As I mentioned, the system is a bit slow right now, and I'm not able to have access to it. But yeah, as I said, she contacted me back then, but most of the information was received and was provided to upper management. So I'm already following up with them, so I can provide you more information about the what she described and everything, but...
Well, I'm going to get
yeah.
her for defamation of character and slandering, so...
Yeah.
Because she should be calling my employer to... And... How can I put it? Nobody should be discussing what goes on with me and my employer with somebody else.
Yeah, I see your point, and I'm going to speak with upper management to see what we're going to do about this situation, because, as I say, she called multiple times to multiple representatives, so...
Well, Berto, to be perfectly honest with you, once I hang up with you, she lives in Delaware. I'm calling, she's on workers' comp. I'm calling the Department of Workers' Comp down there, and reported, I called yesterday, and I left a message. And what she did with a car, she had a car that she bought up on Harbison Ave. And she worked at Kensington Pub on Tioga Street. Her husband stole the keys, well, made it look like it was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
They took the car, hid it, and they did an insurance job on it. And then they took it down Delaware when they moved down there. And the insurance company never got it back, and they paid them the money for the car. And then he wound up selling the car to people down in Delaware. So that is insurance fraud. So that goes to show you how sneaky she is.
I see. Well, yeah, we didn't have to this part, you know, of the... story. I do recall when you called me like 2 months ago telling me that it was possible to receive a call from her. Unfortunately, the first couple of calls, I didn't receive them. It was a different representative that received the information. But what we're going to do about it, I see you sent me a text message saying that you send the timesheet for the first week. I haven't received those timesheets. I'm going to send you the link again for you to be able to resend the timesheet for the first week of
Yeah,
December. And
I apologize. I was just on the phone with the lawyer and the private investigator because I have to go through all this stuff from what happened over in Jersey and my what's the name? Like I said, I gotta see a neurologist and a neurosurgeon, so everything's not working up to par right at this moment, but I'll get back to normal soon.
Okay, and so yeah, what we're going to do is this, Ronald. There are a couple of days of the first week that we don't have the information, and after the did you provide services after Christmas, after the 25th?
Yeah.
Because in that case, we're going to need the timesheet, after you were discharged too, the pending ones. And yeah, today I need you to, if you are providing services right now, I need you to clock in. And
I
so
yeah, see that's I can't clock in when I press the what do you call it? It just says there's no, hold on, say real quick what it says.
look through the unscheduled visit section.
I'm
And
on HTML and I press this. Today's schedule, unscheduled visit, patients, message, my availability. When I go.
you know what? Let's first receive the previous timesheet, and then we can adjust the information in the system, because I see here that there are some errors here. So give me a moment first. Send me the timesheets to receive the previous information, because we're going to close payroll of the last few weeks, so we need those timesheets. And yeah, I'm going to
Okay.
speak with upper management to see how to follow up on this, okay?
Okay. Do you mind? I'm sorry. I know this is a bunch of shit, and I apologize. But the last dates that I what's name? Because like I said, the 7th, everything could be fixed with Verizon. That's when the fraud department is going to call, and everything should be straightened out with Verizon. So, but the last date, I don't even know the last date that I clocked out. I know it was before, it was around the what, 24th of November.
The last day you clock in, the last day,
Yeah.
the last day that you clock in, it is December 9th.
Oh, okay.
We have
Yesterday,
the clock in and the
you
clock
did.
out for that day.
Okay, because yesterday it was the, it gave me the 24th, 26th, and 27th. And then, I know from the 10th to the 25th, I didn't clock in at all, in or out.
Yeah, 'cause yeah, what happened from the 10th to the 17th, that gap is like a whole week before you were admitted to the hospital, that there was no clock in or no clock out. What happened during those
Right.
days? Or what is the reason why you were not able to clock in or clock out?
That's because it was the what do you call it? The it said no patient was schedule.
But I try contacting you during those days or to follow up on, the clock-ins, clock-outs. Unfortunately, I didn't receive no response or no, or you didn't call.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These phones, I could have Verizon if you want contact. These phones have been screwed up, and they're changing. I have Samsung S25s, and they're transferring them to Apple because I'm done with Samsung.
Okay, well, and just give me a moment and send me the time just for the days that you have pending. And I see that the last data we have from you that you clock in was the 9th. And, send the ones after you were discharged so we can also have that information in the system as soon as possible. Okay, in the meantime, I'm going to follow up with upper management.
Okay, because I have no clue what these they were. Cause,
Unfortunately, since you are were the one that provided the services, you should know which days. So I can put it in the system, or the upper management can confirm the information. But yeah, it's to be you, the one that sent for the days that you are sure you provided services. Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to put a date in and then wind up getting in trouble for a gate if I mess up.
But of right now, just send the ones that you're completely sure that you worked those days. If something is missing, I'm going to request it, or an upper management representative is going to request it. But just send the ones that you are sure that. If you are, know you provided services those days, we can follow up with that. So you wouldn't be in trouble
Oh.
if you are sure you worked those days.
Okay. All right. Because I know the 1 week I sent over a whole week, and all right, I'll do that. And then if anything is a temporary, I guess we can go over it.
Okay.
And this will be the last week that this happens.
Okay, sure. I'll send the timesheet link again to you so you can have access to it, and yeah, allow me to follow up then with the upper management representative. Okay, Rona.
All right, and tell everybody in upper manager, I apologize about my sister calling, but she is a scheme artist and she's a bullshitter, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Okay, I'll follow up here.
Alberto, I appreciate everything, and again, I apologize about all this.
Okay, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll continue following up and we'll let you know what information I receive, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
You believe fucking Amy called last night at 8 o'clock, the agency trying to start shit again? I don't know what the fuck her problem is. But I'm calling down fucking, what's her name? I'm calling down and reporting her again with that fucking, with the car. She's going to fuck the jail. Sneaky fucking bitch. I ain't doing, I gotta put a time sheet in, but I don't even remember, like, exactly the dates. You know, and I told him I don't want to get in trouble. You know what I mean? But Amy's causing all this conflict. Amy called all different people. So I'm going to call Yolene. I'm going to call Lisa. I'm going to call Dr. Seawright. I'm going to call Diamond, all mommy's doctors, I think Amy called, and she don't know shit that goes on up here. I can't. The thing is, though, Dad, it gives you the thing where you, I clock in, and there's nothing on there. Like I can't see the dates. But he said just fill them out, and if there's any discrepancy, he'll go over them with me. And what's the name? But Amy talked to upper management, and I don't know what the hell she said, but I know she made up some bullshit-ass story. But she's going to get her due diligence, and that don't go away. And, man, I told you, I'm not joking, mandatory minimum conspiracy with the feds, with her and Mike, that's conspiracy between the two of them, what they did with that friggin' Dodge car. And then they sold it down in Delaware. They're going to go to jail, and I can't wait. As a matter of fact, I'm calling them right now.